Hi, I'm here with, oh, you got your hands.
Oh, sorry, there we go.
Douglas Widener. Widener, okay. Yeah, hey, good. Douglas, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
This is a good thing.
It is a
Douglas
good thing,
is a good
yes.
guy. We're adults. And I've done a lot of shows with this company because they're very bright and have a lot of great products, and they're a sustainable company and socially responsible. So, you're good news. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. Nice to be rewarded.
So now we're at CES, and you have a big old area here doing lots of different kinds of things and being interviewed. And so we're going to learn a little bit about some of the great products of Philips. Thank you.
Yeah. And in fact, I see that our nursery has just cleared out, so we'll venture over this way. Before we get started, I just want to say that one of the things that Philips is doing that's very integral to our mission is that we are now bringing professional-grade healthcare to consumer healthcare. And we sort of lie at the intersection of that. And what you'll see here today is a lot of devices that connect to the Philips HealthSuite digital platform, which is a cloud-based platform, secure platform, HIPAA compliant, and these devices are meant to promote healthy living and to promote healthy habits as well. So we can go ahead and move over to the nursery, because I like to begin at the beginning of life anyway. So.
All right, I appreciate that.
All right.
I think, you know, you're taking a kind of a cue from me. You basically have seen that the immaturity that a man of my age has, and you respect it.
Right. You said maturity, a man of your age, not immaturity.
No, you're right. I can't. Right. Thank you for correcting me. I feel much better knowing that
good.
It didn't happen yet.
Right, yeah. So what we're showing here are a couple of products. One of which I'll start right down here with the air purifier. This is currently a very big item sold in China. It will soon be released in the United States. And not only is it an air, does it monitor the air quality, it also purifies the air. So it is all controlled via your phone or laptop. Sorry, a phone or tablet. And what it allows you to do is for example, what they're doing in China is to conserve power. They'll go ahead and while everyone's out of the house, they'll just switch it into monitoring mode. But then when it's time for the children to come home or they're leaving from work to come home, they'll go ahead and switch on the purifier. This also will monitor in case of different changes in the environment. Say it's shedding season and you have a dog that is shedding more. It will detect that and you can set the program it to set it so that you'll filter those molecules out as best as possible. Also over on this way, we have our new baby monitor. It's by Advent, and you might be familiar with their products. This one is kind of unique in a way. First, you can connect, it is Wi-Fi based, you can connect up to 10 devices. So if you have a grandmother who's in Maine and you're in California, grandma can peek in on her granddaughter or grandson at will. That's if you grant her permission. That's nice, so that if you do have relatives across the country, they can go ahead and interface with the baby because it does have a talkback feature as well. So if you happen to be down in the yard raking leaves and the monitor goes off, you can tell the baby, oh, I'm coming right up, I'll be right there, and soothe the child in that way.
And the grandma could get on there and say, hey, come on, why don't you come over here? And I'm like,
that's right.
Make me dinner.
And that's when you go into your admin functions and you say, grandma, we're cutting you off right now.
that's not funny, because I'll tell you why. She's cut you off a long time ago.
Right. You do that at your own peril. That's it. Right. Once you open up that floodgate, you know, you might as well keep it open.
You're going down.
That's
All right.
So, but also what's really nice about this is it does monitor the humidity and temperature within the room itself.
Oh.
And all of that information is uploaded into the app that you can control via your phone or tablet. Now, one thing about that, it is Wi-Fi enabled, so it will give you that video signal. However, if you have a weak Wi-Fi within the home, as you move out of that Wi-Fi range, it will switch from video to audio so that you're still connected through the strongest way possible. And if you move out even further, it will switch from audio to texting so that you'll be alerted to that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Or you better get a new carrier that has a better DSL for $17,000 a month. Okay, so I think we're
we're ready to move on. Okay.
All right, we have sort of matured.
That's right.
And here we go.
I was going to say, once your child is grown up, of course you want to feed them well, you want to feed yourself well. as much as possible. And here we have.
Yeah, I just ate kale. You have no idea how I feel.
That's right.
I had to get a dressing to save my life.
So what we have here is our air fryer and our juicer. The air fryer actually whips up the air to about 60 miles an hour within the machine itself. I know, it's a virtual tornado in there. But what it allows you to do is, it is a low-fat fryer, so this bucket can be filled with French fries that use only a teaspoon of olive oil to fry it all up. So it's using about 80 to 85% less fat than normally you would use.
This is very wise. This is a smart item.
Yeah, we had this at South by Southwest, and we were doing samples to the crowd, and we received very good feedback from that as well.
Yeah, but how about now? You know, I'm hungry.
I was going to say, that fruit's
that
for display only. That's right.
All right. Okay.
You can even boil an egg in there because, again, you don't need water. You just need that evenly distributed heat.
You know, after kale, you still need to eat.
I was going to say, you got to peel the shell yourself, though. That's
okay. What else?
Right over here, we have our juicer. And what's nice about it, all of these were developed, in particular, the juicer comes with an app that gives you all sorts of recipes. Recipes if you want a calming drink, something, you know, to promote sort of sleepiness, or something to get you energized, or something to use to cleanse yourself a little bit more. So all of this was done with nutritionists and dietitians. All scientifically based, and then the app allows you to go in, get the recipe, also the nutritional value of each drink, and both with the fryer and the juicer, you'll see that there are certain recipes, and what's nice, those recipes generate a shopping list. So you can be at the store, and with the meals you like for your family, say, hey, you know what, the chicken wings are very good, let me see what I need for that, and you can go ahead and...
Unbelievable, you know?
Yeah, and we will soon have...
Soon you'll be eating for us.
I was going to say, all we need is a chef, right? There we go.
All right, well, we're going to go here. Healthier, more connected lives, okay?
So one of the things that I was talking about earlier was the sort of convergence of personal medical information as well as the consumer end and also the professional end. And what we have here are a variety of devices, some that are prototypes, some that are actually working. This is our prototype app for diabetes. It's currently in development. We're partnering with Radboud University in the Netherlands. And it's the idea is to give diabetics a little bit more relief in their daily life. They have about 180 decisions a day to make concerning their health. And if we can alleviate some of that and bring better communication between the healthcare provider and the patient, that's our goal. So one way to do that is through this app that's under development. And what it allows you to do, it allows the patient to upload their data via Bluetooth blood glucose monitor. So they can take their readings. That is all entered into the app via Bluetooth. And then that information can be shared with their healthcare provider. And their healthcare provider can also share the information of their current labs coming back to them. So they no longer have to wonder, well, the doctor has all my information. How is that affecting me? What do I need? What this has also been able to generate is a secure online community where not only can you get in touch with your healthcare provider, within 2 hours, half a day, and get advice. But the community itself will give advice. So if you wanted to take up a new sport, say you wanted to take up tennis, you hadn't done that kind of activity before, but you need to know what nutrients you need to eat before, or when do I drink that Gatorade? Do I drink it at the beginning of my tennis match, halfway through? The community can give you, those people that have done that before or heavily engaged in sports will be able to give you advice in that realm as well.
Really interesting. Very interesting. Very, actually, everything you've said actually is very seriously wonderful. And I'm in a, you know, I fooled around a bit, but the point is that this is serious stuff. This is very, very important. Diabetes, we know how serious, and especially in our country, one of the highest levels of diabetes worldwide.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really great stuff. Wow, I didn't know you guys were all around with all these good things. What else do we have?
Let me just show you one quick other thing right here, and then we'll get over to something you might be very familiar with, which is the Sonicare toothbrush. But right here, this is a brand new product. This is our portable ultrasound. And all of the engineering happens within the transducer.
It looks like I'm having a baby.
I know. is that a baby in there, or is that just a nice deli
sandwich? I
want to
have a baby. I'll tell everybody right now. Right. I want to have. If I could have a baby, I could retire because right. I think I could become quite wealthy.
I was going to say, there's the medical miracle right to happen right there.
I can do it. But
what's really nice about this is it allows now ultrasound to be more available. In particular, into the emergency room. You don't have to take the patient up to the ultrasound suite or lug heavy equipment down. Even in the ambulance, you can go ahead and do the ultrasound. All that information can be then fed back to the hospital. Sports medicine in the locker room is a great place to do that. Even if you have field nurses and the nearest hospital is, say, an hour, 2 hours away, all that information can be sent to the hospital, and then right there you can go ahead and have it analyzed by a professional.
This is why the U.S. Census is saying 120 for men, 128 for women. And I think whether it was 2050, I think it's going to be much sooner based upon the DNA and the genome and the beautiful products like this. We're going to live a lot longer because we're going to be smarter. When you're smarter, potentially if you're a listener and you pay attention to these things, then the good odds you'll be healthier as a result of them.
Right, and healthy. Yeah, healthier, living longer, but living healthier
right,
as
which
well.
Is what everybody says. I don't want to live until 100 because I don't want my body to break down and things like
right.
that.
Right.
So if you can help us live longer and still healthy by having knowledge,
right.
This is the win.
And a lot of this is also with the, keeping in mind that continuum of care, the healthy living, the prevention, right, as we were talking, and then also the diagnosis. So here you have some diagnosis and treatment as well. But let's move over to a little bit of prevention, specifically getting your kids to brush their teeth. That's the next level over here. So.
Okay. Dental is a serious subject. You can tell a lot about life, from someone's tongue.
Right. And in fact, I'm gonna turn this one over to Sally because she's really good at this demonstration. So Sally, can you go ahead and give us a quick demo of the new connected toothbrush here?
Yeah, I certainly can. So this is the Sonicare for Kids connected toothbrush. We've developed an app that goes with this toothbrush with the character called Sparkly. Essentially, what it does is you adopt this character Sparkly, and over 90 days we help kids change their brushing habits. So the problem that we saw in the market was that kids and parents have this battle at bedtime or every day around getting them to brush their teeth and getting them to brush with the right technique and for 2 minutes, and we've solved that problem with this product. So essentially, to show you the brushing experience is the child gets some educational materials around how to write brushing technique and clean at the gum line. And then we go into the connected brushing experience. And because Sparkly has really short arms, you're helping Sparkly brush his teeth. The key thing here is that the kid is following what's going on the screen to get that really complete brushing and use the right technique. So they're cleaning this quadrant of the mouth for the appropriate amount of time to get a really thorough brushing and to remove all of the plaque.
And the kids, they can pick that screen up and dissect it. I might say, wow, that's the visuals are magnificent.
Oh,
they're
thank
magnificent,
you very much.
And they're perfect for a child because their brains are much smarter than this senior.
What happens is when the kid has
completed
beautiful.
The brushing, I like Sparkly.
They get a little prize. So Sparkly.
I'm going to use Sparkly myself.
Sparkly can be dressed in different clothes. You can dress him up for fun. Look how excited he gets.
Sparkly has a wardrobe.
Yeah, so over 90 days, he gets more and more prizes, and that's more and more motivating.
So, wait a second. So you're going to tell me Sparkly's in the game here, too? You mean, with Sparkly's getting prizes?
Yeah, Sparkly's getting these prizes. Yeah.
But Sparkly is like my granddaughter-ish thing, right? Is that can represent a child?
Well, this is your child's pet, so essentially, yeah. Yeah, so the child would play with Sparkly and unlock more prizes for brushing Sparkly's teeth really well every day. Then the trick to this is the parent dashboard. So as a parent, you want to know how well your kid has been brushing their teeth. We have this behind lock and key, so the kids can't cheat. And essentially we get to see if the kid has brushed in the morning, in the evening. If they finish their brushing session early, you know exactly what time. So you can have a conversation then about, oh, you know, you brushed really well this week.
They want to grow up, those kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. There's only a limited amount of time between the ages of about 3 and 12 where the brushing habits that are created then are the brushing habits they have for life. So it's really imperative to go ahead and create.
By the time you're 7, the party's over. In every aspect of your life, almost. You know that, right? Really?
Well, I hope
forget
not.
About it. No, it is. 90% of what you're ever going to probably learn, said the brain series, I think I might have done once. You know, you by 10 maybe. Let's expand it a little bit.
So what else is built in here is health education. So as you feed Sparkly a particular food, see, he doesn't like the banana. Some foods, messages come up saying, you know, this is a sugary food, this isn't good for your teeth, this is a healthy food, it's full of fiber, you should eat more. So the whole idea is that we educate, empower and engage kids in improving their oral care habits and helping parents solve that problem that they have every day.
Rock and roll, okay.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
Thank you, Sally.
Now, I don't understand why this couldn't be for an adult or for a senior or for anybody else. I think it's a great, since we're very focused on the 50-plus community, okay? And so, you know, sometimes hygiene is of concern to elder people, especially that live alone or not. And you know, when you're an adult that age, you become a child again, right? We're a child when we're young, and we're a child when we're old.
You can download the app for free from the App Store,
right.
Go for it.
Yeah, no, I see this as potentially a great thing for,
Seattle, yeah.
Not me yet, but for an elder person who we want to like also make sure is taking care of themselves. Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, sure.
Okay.
And, let's head over
here.
This way.
All righty. Whoa-wee. Wow, we're making a little mini series here. Who knew? Who knew that? It's good I had that kale because I have some energy and right. And you have lots of products.
Well, again, what we have here are. You see the products, but what's really important here is the programs. This is all about heart health, and there are sort of the three M's that we have, which is measuring, monitoring, and motivating. One in four people will die of cardiac disease here in Europe, and very similar in the United States. And what this allows you to do is to get the measurements. These are medical devices. They are class 2 medical devices listed with the FDA. They are 510K exempt devices, and they are designed, the difference between your normal activity monitor is that the data that's being generated by this is can be used in the clinic to diagnose. To give a quick overview, this is our health watch. It measures the heart rate 24/7 and will measure recovering heart rate as well as resting heart rate as well as active heart rate. Also measures sleep. Of course, getting sleep is very important. And then, of course, we have our scales behind as well. And these are Bluetooth-enabled scales and will give you the measurement of your body mass index, your weight, as well as your percentage of body fat.
Really?
Yes. So that's all, and of course, all designed to for people who are pre-op or post-op to get them to meet their goals, their weight goals, to live a better life as far as their heart is concerned.
Pre-op, post-op.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
And all of it integrates into the phone, so that then you can look at your dashboard. There are certain goals that are set. You can see if you're meeting your goals, and the idea is to give little incremental changes that ultimately end up to a big lifestyle change. So you don't want to overburden the patient too fast, too much at once.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
How are we doing here?
We're good. We're at our last stop right
last
over here.
Last stop.
Yes.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite because this is one of the most redesigned that we have. Catherine, do you want to give us just a quick? Oh, you don't have voice. You've lost your voice. Okay. Well, let me go ahead.
Catherine's. Well, we need.
She probably has. She's been talking all day. But I can give you this because this is what we call our dream suite, and this is our dream station right here. This is a CPAP, all geared for folks suffering from sleep apnea. Now, 80% of people that have sleep apnea don't know it. and that's an astounding statistic. And then of the people that do have it, there's only about 20 of that are have been diagnosed. That about 40%, only about 20% that have been diagnosed, only about 40% of those people are compliant. Part of the thing is that you've got this big mask over the front of your face, and you're rolling, you're turning, you need still a good quality of sleep. So our redesign in the mask right here is done so that instead of having the tube coming from down below, it's now pivoting at the top, so you can roll side to side during the night and get a better night's sleep. Also, you'll notice this is very soft silicone right here, so you're not going to get the marks on your face that you get. And if you happen to roll over onto this side, this air tube is still working, and so that you can go ahead and get a better night's sleep, ideally less episodes, and all of that can be tracked in the phone app as well. This also, you'll notice, has a nice rotation right here, so if you want to angle this to the bedside and move the tube around to the outside, you can do that as well. You can get feedback on the quality of sleep that you've been getting, how many hours of sleep, how many sleep apnea episodes you've had, and all of that data can be looked at by your healthcare provider or your DME as well. Over to this side, we have our portable nebulizer, our portable oxygen, and of course our health chamber as well, right here for nebulizer, or for your, if you have your albuterol, you can go ahead and squeeze it in here. This is particularly good for kids. It dispenses the medicine. And this way, there's a little whistle mechanism right here. If they're sucking in too fast, you want to have a nice even breath so that the medicine penetrates deep in the lungs. Or somebody who can't necessarily take deep breaths, who's suffering from COPD, but can take a couple breaths in, but not too fast to get their medication. So all of that pretty much wraps up what we have here going on.
Network specials.
Yeah, there we go. You didn't think it was going to be that long.
A good news broadcast. No, I know. I walked around a little bit prior, and everything was interesting, and I'm actually very, very pleased that you were able to explain and share each one of these products. You didn't show me a bummer. There wasn't one product here that I would say is not going to help somebody live a nicer, healthier, happier life. So,
right.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And that is, that's our goal here, is to create a healthier, happier life, to create better living habits, and of course to help people in all areas of the continuum, whether it be healthy living, prevention, diagnosis, treatment, or home care.
Last two quick questions.
Sure.
What's good news for you, Doug?
What's good news for me?
Yeah.
As far as
business, life, anything you want to share?
Well, I'm glad to be here. Good news is I'm healthy and happy and here to share it and pass on the word to y'all.
Right on. That's a great answer. And the last one is, we're very involved with World Peace, International Day of Peace. So I've asked thousands of people, what does peace mean to them? How about for you?
Peace is both inner peace and peace with your fellow human beings. So I think as long as you extend compassion and empathy towards your neighbor and your fellow human being, that is the essence of peace, and everything will stem from that.
So. Beautifully stated. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing good news
Absolutely.
With us. Thank you.
Sure.